Thank you for that. It is not Tuesday at 9:40. You hear the crisscross music. It is Thursday at 11:25. We have a special edition of SalesportTalk.com with a special guest. But first, let me bring in my co-host from SalesportTalk.com for this segment, and it is Karen Lyle. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing fantastic, Rick. It's nice to talk to you again twice this week.
Very good. Let's bring in our guest. It's Scott Scheuer. He is the former CEO of JMP Solutions, but he is now a professional sailor, and he's getting ready to enter the Vendée. And this is the Vendée Globe. This is single hand. That means solo, around the world race. And it always begins at Les Sables d'Olonne in the Vendée region of France, and then it finishes there. Scott, welcome to the show. I've been doing this show a long time, and by the fact that 20 years ago I interviewed Bruce Schwab, the American from Marin County out here, and he had a satellite phone, and once a week I would check in with him, and he did it in 109 days, and I know you can do it in as quick as about 90, sometimes, you know, 130, but I think a lot of people, they just don't even finish it at all. So what is your outlook, Scott?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I'm hoping to finish the race in somewhere between 75 and 90 days. I think the record is 73 at this point. I won't be setting a record, but it'd be nice to get around there in less than 3 months.
Well, and Scott, you're in the last qualifying race for the Vendée Globe, so this is the New York Vendée. Have you participated in any of the races before this to log points, or is this the first one before the final Vendée Globe out of France?
Yeah, so there's a Vendée Globe running this year out of France that this is a qualification race for. I'm actually not doing the Vendée Globe out of France this year. I'm looking to do it in a future year. I have done some other races this year, but this in previous years, this is my first major solo race, though, this New York to France race that starts at the end of this month.
And there's no bathroom on your boat?
No bathroom, no kitchen, in a pretty slim bunk. So it's not cushy living, that's for sure.
Well, and I'm really fascinated by these four-lane IMOCA 60-foot monohulls that you're sailing on. Now, are all of the boats identical, or is there design differences within the box set that you have for each one?
Yeah, it's what they call an open class. So they have, as you suggested, a box rule, which means that the boat has to fit physically into a box. So there's a size limit. But as long as it fits in the box, you can pretty much do whatever you want to try to push the performance of the boat. So the challenge is to build a boat that's strong enough to make it around the world, but to win the race. So it's a balance between making it too light and breaking easily and making it too heavy and being slow.
You know, with no boat, I mean, no boat, no kitchen and no head, it sounds like you're in the spirit of St. Louis. I mean, what? it must be just built for speed, huh?
It is an absolute stripped-out carbon fiber container that has big sails on it. It's really what it is. It's about as Spartan a boat as you can get. You really want to carry as little weight as possible.
Well, I'm very excited for your upcoming race. This is going to be quite an exciting trip for you, but I imagine not having done this solo race for this length of days, are you thinking maybe around 14 days or so? Have you yet had to manage the lack of sleep?
Yes, I've done a lot of what we call mock solo training. So a lot of my training is actually with other people on board, but I'm handling all the systems and doing everything, and they're really there just for safety purposes. So I've been out for, you know, a little longer than a week on my own, quote-unquote, managing all the systems, and so been through that whole sleep cycle of sleeping in, you know, 30 to 60 minute naps while trying to manage the boat and get enough time to eat and things like that. So this will be the longest that I've done it, and the longest by far that I've done it on my own, but I have had a taste of it so far.
I think you've given yourself away as a Canadian too with boat.
Yeah, a bit of an accent there.
So what is the plan for you know, nutrition, obviously you're going to bring a bag of food and water and what have you, but I mentioned the satellite phone. What are some of the things you have if you do run into a spot of bother?
Yeah, so we have satellite system. A lot of the boats are running systems that are on all the time. Mine is generally on, and it allows for some good boat-to-shore communications when needed. So that's your main kind of lifeline. During the race, you're not allowed to get very much assistance, but if it does become a matter of life and death emergency, obviously you can get a lot of support. And your fellow competitors are probably your best people to support because they'll be the closest to you. We bring enough food for the race. A lot of it's freeze-dried food so that you can save on the weight, kind of like astronaut food or food you might take camping. A lot of, snacky type food that's easy to eat in a pinch. We have a water maker on board that desalinates the seawater. So that you have to carry some emergency water, but most of the water will be made by the desalinator.
And then
a few shirts and shorts and a couple pairs of underwear, and that's it. And some heavy weather gear as well.
Tell us a little bit about your crew, your onshore crew that's going to be providing support for you while you're going through this race.
Sure. What can I tell you? Do you want to just know who they are or how that works?
Sure. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah.
Just to give us a little window. Because even though you're on the boat doing this alone, if there's any repair problems or other things, you have people on land who are following you, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We talk about the team, and people say, wait a sec, I thought you were racing alone, and I talk about having a team of 10 people, and they say, well, I thought it was solo racing. Well, it takes that many people to get the boat prepared for my training, to do all the logistics around the races and arrange all of the travel. We have a team of four that really are with the boat all the time, taking it to different places, making sure that it's running properly, fixing it, doing training with me, and they've done an amazing job getting the boat as race ready as it is right now. And we have a team that will be on standby through the entire race. They run a 24-hour watch system just in case things happen. You are allowed to get assistance if something breaks, and so that's a big part of it too, is if my water maker breaks, I can send a message and say, water maker's broken, please help me fix it, and they'll send back detailed instructions, and they're on the clock 24/7 for the entire race. So it's a real team effort, and I'm really grateful to have all of them on the team working so hard to make this a success.
Last question for you. What about your mental health and losing your mind? I mean, do you bring books? Do you bring video games? What do you do?
I think for me, the training can sometimes get a little boring. Racing, I'm on the whole time. It's, if I'm awake, you're trying to preserve the most important resource, which is really the skipper and me. And so there's a lot of work to running the boat. You're doing all the sail changes yourself. You're driving the boat. It's an autopilot, but you're figuring out the routings. You're figuring out where the pilot should take you and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of work in running the boat, fixing things, of course. Then you have to sleep. Then you have to eat. And so if there is any spare time in a race, you're looking at where are the competitors, what are they doing, what could I be doing differently. It's pretty full on, so there isn't a lot of time to get bored. Even training, there's not a lot of time. The odd time I'll take an iPad with some movies on it, but very rarely does it get used.
He'll be on board, but he will not be bored. That is Scott Scheuer, who's going to be going from New York to France in the New York Vendée, getting ready for the real deal. Hey, this is pretty real, though, 2 weeks by yourself. Scott, thanks for coming on, and best of luck.
Well, thanks very much, Rick, and thank you, Karen. Appreciate it.
Best of luck. You'll be the only American out there, so go win this race.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the only North American, yeah. And Karen, good to hear from you twice a week, huh? Twice a week.
Yeah, well, sometimes we have a special guest that's worthwhile coming on a second time, so I'm glad to be here.
All right, we'll see you Tuesday.
We will see you Tuesday. Bye-bye.